Hello and welcome to the Economic Week in Review for October 30th through November 3rd, 2006. My name is Jonathan Andrew Walter. You may read show notes and references accompanying this podcast at jawspeak.com. If you use LinkedIn, visit jawspeak.com. You can also connect to me on the network. I invite you to do that. And one thing that really interests me is I think that as we progress and we see how this economy turns out, taking 5 or 6 minutes a day listening to this podcast or just the news in your own way, it'll be interesting to see how, while the economic data is not particularly clear in prediction, it does indicate trends, and we'll actually see how things turn out. And as you watch it happen, it's a lot more fun to see it unfold in front of you while you're following the economic news closely. For the S&P 500 index, it ended down for the week, down slightly, just under 1% down. This followed 5 straight weeks of increases, and over 80% of the S&P 500 has now reported earnings, and the aggregate operating earnings gain should come in close to up plus 21%. This is from an expected 18% just a week ago. Unquestionably, it has been a great quarter. Signaling a strong labor market, the unemployment rate fell unexpectedly to a 5-year low as new jobs increased and hiring in each of the 2 prior months was revised significantly upwards. Wages rose, but productivity was flat at 0. In other reports, manufacturing and construction spending has declined, and gains in factory orders were below expectations. For the week, the S&P 500 index fell 0.9% to 1,364. The yield of the 10-year U.S. Treasury note rose 4 basis points to 4.72%. Non-farm payroll employment increased in October by 92,000 jobs. This is below expectations. However, the new jobs figure did follow an upwardly revised previous 2 months of about 140,000 jobs. Most of the new hiring was in the service industries, and while employment declined in manufacturing and construction spending, overall, the unemployment rate fell to 4.4%, which is the lowest since May of 2001. Although the labor market has tightened, non-farm business productivity remained unchanged for the third quarter, and this is well below forecasts. Hours worked increased 1.6%, and hourly compensation did go up 3.7%. Unit labor costs, which is a key gauge of inflation and profit pressures, has grown at a faster-than-expected 3.8% annual rate, going up for unit labor costs. Personal income in September rose 0.5%, ahead of analyst forecasts. This is largely due to the strong growth in wages and salary income. Disposable personal income also rose 0.5%, and spending grew 0.1%. Concurrently, personal savings as a percentage of disposable income rose to almost a positive number. It's now at minus 0.2%, and this is the highest level since May of 2005. Way to save, America. Core inflation grew 0.2%, while top-line overall inflation has fallen 0.3% because of the falling energy prices. Consumer confidence slipped slightly to 105.4 in October. This is below expectations. And despite lower energy prices, consumers' opinion of the current situation has diminished, including a mixed assessment of business conditions and a less than favorable view of the job market. Construction spending was estimated at a seasonally adjusted rate of $1.2 billion for September. This is down 0.3% from the preceding month. Private construction has declined 0.7%, and that's due to weakening residential construction, which we've seen a lot recently, and is not really a surprise. Although public construction has increased 0.9%, and mostly that's driving up because of non-residential construction. It did decline for the total month, but total construction was still up 2.9% from last year's levels. October's manufacturing growth has slowed, and for the third consecutive month, it has slowed. It is now at 51.2, which is the lowest reading since summer of 2003. Of the component indices that make up the ISM Manufacturing Index, new orders, production, and supplier deliveries were the detractors. However, an index above 50 does still indicate expansion, so we are seeing slightly some expansion still in the manufacturing sector. The industries that have reported growth include things like apparel, leather, and allied products, miscellaneous manufacturing, computer and electronics, and also food, beverage, and tobacco. Business inventories in the services sector in October increased faster than expected to 57.1. 9 of the 18 industry sectors increased at a faster rate than the previous month. This includes utilities, information, retail, trade, finance, insurance, public administration, and we see solid gains in new export orders, production inventories, and imports, which have driven up that increase. In September, factory orders have gone up 2.1% to $411.2 billion. This was below expectations, and it also is following two consecutive monthly declines. Durable goods orders gained a revised 8.3% to $228.1 billion. This is the highest level ever since the series began. And non-durable goods orders fell 4.6%. Shipments for durable goods declined 2.5%. Inventories increased 1.1%. And unfilled orders increased 3.9%. All right, if you kind of take another look at this week, it was less than promising. October's auto sales were slightly down from September. September construction spending declined 0.3%. October's ISM manufacturing index came out positive above 50, showing expansion, but barely above expansion, above 50, because it's at 51.2. And this is down from 52.9 in September. Third quarter productivity was also reported disappointingly at a level of zero growth. And October factory orders were up 2.1%, but that was less than expected. And Briefing.com pointed out that all this may lead to concerns that the soft landing could be turning into a hard landing. I invite you to send me your resources, references, and points, tips, predictions to jaw@jawspeak.com, or even better yet, leave a comment on the blog. I look forward to speaking to you next week.